This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, for I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your
cure. ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. ربي يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having gathered us here today, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the mercy and the sakinah that comes with a gathering in which people are sincere to Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to be raised with the anbiya and those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned with them. Ameen. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I know the topic is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in order for us to understand the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we've got to understand the flip side of the coin, the other side of things as well. And when it comes to salvation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes what salvation is Himself. So He says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, that every single soul will taste death. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, and indeed you will be given your ujur, your rewards for what you have reaped in this dunya on the day of qiyamah, for that which you have done in this dunya on the day of qiyamah. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ, so the one who is taken away from the fire, moved away from it, وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, and he is entered into Jannah, faqad faz. So that is the one who has truly succeeded. So this is the definition of salvation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. Now, I'd like to explain to you, and I'm sure all of us are aware, that there are certain things that are matters of the unseen and we have no knowledge of them. We don't know them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about them, and for that reason we know the descriptions of them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the fire, and He talks about Jannah. And when it comes to the fire, and bear with my descriptions here for a moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this fire is so huge, and it is so great. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that it is so great that yu'ta biha yawm al-qiyamah, it will be brought on the day of Qiyamah. لَهَا سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ زِمَامٍ, it will have 70,000 ropes. مَعَ كُلِّ زِمَامٍ, upon every rope, سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ يَجُرُّونَهَا, or يَجُرُّونَهَا, that upon every single rope, there will be 70,000 angels tugging this fire. Can you imagine the severity and the greatness of this fire? It will be huge. It is so great that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes this fire, and he says, Jahannam, which is the hellfire, complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ishtakat ila rabbiha. It complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ بَعْضِي أَكَلَ بَعْضًا, some parts of me have eaten parts, other parts of myself. That is how severe the fire is. It begins to eat itself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أَذِنَ لَهَا نَفَسٌ فِي الصَّيْفِ وَنَفَسٌ فِي الشِّتَاءِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed for it to take two breaths, one in the summer and one in the winter. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, فَأَشَدْ مَا تَجِدُونَ مِنَ الْحَرِّ, so it is the worst that you find of the heat in the summer. وَأَشَدْ مَا تَجِدُونَ مِنَ الزَّمْهَرِيرِ, And it is the worst part of the winter that you find. You know that cold part of the winter? That extreme cold and that extreme heat that you find in the summer, that is Jahannam taking a breath. This is how severe the fire is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا رَأَتْهُم مِّن مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ. When the fire sees those who have transgressed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a distance, سَمِعُوا لَهَا تَغَيُّضًا وَزَفِيرًا. They will hear a fury and a roaring from this fire. Imagine when a person knows that I've done something wrong, and they're watching this fire and they see, and they hear that roaring and that fury of the fire. It is horrifying. It is something that a person cannot find themselves imagining, that it will even touch them. They don't even want something like that to come close to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when they come close to the fire, they will begin to say that we wish that there is destruction today. We wish that we are ended today. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا تدعو اليوم ثبورا واحدا. Don't call out for one destruction. وَدْعُوا ثُبُورًا كَثِيرًا. Call out for many destructions, because your calls today will not benefit you. You had a chance in the dunya, but you didn't call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You transgressed every command of His. So what happens now today? Call out as much destruction as you want. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَوْفَ نُسْلِيهِمْ نَارًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who rejected our ayat, our signs, soon we will reach them to the hellfire. We will cause them to reach the hellfire. كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ. Every time that their skins become ripe from the burning of that fire. And scientists explain that when your skin becomes ripe, the nerve endings no more feel. You can't feel anymore, so the fire doesn't hurt you anymore. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will change that skin. بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا. We will change that skin until it is a new skin. لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ. So that they will taste the punishment once again. So it is a very severe fire. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once sitting with the companions, and they heard a thud from the heavens. They heard an extreme thud from the heavens, and they looked up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What is that thud that we heard? And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that that is a stone. That is a rock that has been thrown from the top of the fire 70 years ago. It has now reached the bottom. That is the depth of this fire. Now that we understand the, horrendous nature of this fire, and the bad descriptions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I say bad because of the nature of the fire, not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a bad description, but the nature of the fire itself is bad and evil. Nobody wants to even be touched by that fire. وَلَا إِن مَسَّتْهُمْ نَفْحَةٌ مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ. When even just a little breeze that comes from that fire touches them, نَفْحَةٌ مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ. لَيَقُولُنَّ يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. They will acknowledge, oh, destruction to us. Indeed, we were the ones who have oppressed. We have oppressed ourselves. We have oppressed other human beings. So, now that we understand the severity of this fire, and we understand how dangerous it is for a person to come close to it, I'd like to take you to a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you know what that hadith says? اتَّقُ النَّارِ. Place a barrier between you and the fire. Now someone might think that the fire is so huge, the fire is so severe, the fire is so great. Perhaps I need to perform salah my entire life. I need to be in prostration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala my entire life in order to be protected from that fire. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اتَّقُ النَّارِ. And do you know what the last part of the hadith says? وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةِ. Even if it is by giving half a date in charity. Half a date. Half a date of Half a date given in charity can protect you from the huge fire, from the horrendous fire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger have described to us. Can you imagine the mercy of the being who can protect you from that huge fire in exchange for half a date? You don't need to go for Hajj your entire life. You don't need to perform salah your entire life. You don't need to give zakah your entire life. Give half a date. Which one of us can say that half a date, we don't have it. I can't give it. I'm not able to do so. Give it liwajhillah. Give it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will most definitely protect you from that fire. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith that there was a man who was extremely transgressant with himself. He transgressed the bounds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything. كَانَ رَجُلٌ يُسْرِفُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ فَلَمَّا حَضَرَهُ الْمَوْتِ. Now when death came to him, he was a believer. Death came to him and he began to think, you know, I've done this, I've done that, I've done that. What's going to happen now? So he called his children and he told them, إِذَا أَنَا مِتُّ. When I die, أَحْرِقُونِ. Burn me. ثُمَّ طحنوني. Then pound me into a fine dust. ثُمَّ ذَرُّونِي فِي الرِّيحِ. Then scatter me into the winds. فَوَاللَّهِ لَإِنْ قَدِرَ عَلَيَّ رَبِّي لَيُعَذِّبَنِي عَذَابًا مَا عَذَّبَهُ أَحَدًا. So, wallahi, if my Rabb is to catch me after this and to take me to task, He will punish me in a manner that He has not punished anyone before. فَلَمَّا مَاتَ فُعِلَ بِهِ ذَلِكَ. So when he died, his sons did that to him. They burnt him, they crushed him into a fine dust, and then they scattered him into the winds. And do you know what happens? The hadith actually says, فَإِذَا هُوَ قَائِمٌ. So there he was, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To divert for a moment, imagine the power of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. This man was a fine dust. He was nothing. He was scattered into the winds. He was literally destroyed and finished. There was nothing left of him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him back to life. He was there standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him, imagine the state of this person. He will be trembling before Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him, He says, مَا حَمَلَكَ عَلَى مَا صَنَعْتِ. What made you do that which you did? Why did you do it? Why did you ask them to burn you, pound you into a fine dust? Is it because you doubted the character, a quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him, why is it you did that which you did? And he says, خَشْيَتُكَ يَا رَبِّ. He said, wallahi, it was your fear. It was out of fear for you to punish me, O Allah. And do you know how the hadith ends? It's a very short ending. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَغُفِرَ لَهُ. So this man was completely forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him away from the fire. وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ. And he was entered into Jannah. And he was most definitely from the successful people. What kind of a being forgives you after you have spent your entire life transgressing His commands? Wallahi, it can only be a very, very, very merciful being. And if we take a look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has partners associated to Him every single moment that this world exists. People are associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are committing acts of disbelief in Him. He created them. He created the entire universe that they enjoy and they are living on. He controls their breathing, their movements. He can end them in a second. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them chance. And He gives them rizq. He provides them with sustenance. They eat every single day. Had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided, I want to take this man's life, he is gone and he is over. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a chance. And this is why the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَيْسَ أَحَدٌ أَصْبَرُ عَلَىٰ أَذَى سَمِعَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. There is nobody that has more patience upon the harm that he has heard than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُمْ لَيَدْعُونَ لَهُ وَلَدٌ. The people call out to him, and they call out to him saying that he has a son. And in an ayah of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is possible that it was very close, that the skies were about to split asunder. They were about to break and tear into two when they called out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said that he has a son. It was about to split into two. And do you know what the end of the hadith says? And he continues to give them sustenance. He continues to provide for them. He continues to have mercy upon them. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And my rahmah has encompassed everything. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. On the day of Qiyamah, a man will be brought forth. And I'm sure we've heard this hadith, but it is a beautiful hadith. And this man will have 99 scrolls. And each scroll will be the extent of the length a person can see. So you can see as far as possible. That is how far the scroll will stretch. 99 of these scrolls. Every single one of those scrolls will be filled with bad and evil deeds. So he will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will be thinking, I am destroyed today, my life is over, you know, I'm definitely going to the fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him that, do you recognize these sins? Have you done these sins? And he will say, yes, I recognize them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, هَلْ ظَلَمَكَ كَتَبَتِي الْحَافِظُونَ. That my two angels that were writing your scrolls, did they deceive you? Did they oppress you in any way? Did they write something that is not there? And he will say, La ya Rabbi. Most definitely not, O my Rabb. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then say to him, Innaka la. Today you will not be oppressed. And he will be called, his scales will be called, and they will put on the one pan his evil and bad deeds, and put on the other pan his good deeds. And do you know what? There will be no good deeds until one small paper falls out from all of these scrolls. These 99 scrolls, you find a little card falling out. And this man will look at the card and tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is that card in comparison to my evil deeds? What is the card? It will do nothing for me. Most definitely the scale will tip onto the side of the scrolls. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, إِنَّكَ لَا تُظْلَمْ. Most definitely you will not be oppressed. And the evil deeds that he has committed will be placed on one side of the scale. And the one little card of a good deed that he has done will be placed on the other side of the scale. And the hadith says, فَطَاشَتِ الْبِطَاقَةُ السِّجِلَّاتِ. That little card will weigh more than all of the evil deeds that he has done. Do you know what will be written on that card? We'd all want to know what's written on that card. Wallahi, on that card there will be Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. The shahada that the sister has uttered today. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness that there is no being worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger. Wallahi, that will be on this card written there. And the hadith says that there is nothing that is more weighty than the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive our sins no matter how serious they are and no matter how bad we have been in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive us. On the day of Qiyamah, a man will come, another man. He will come and he will have so many sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put him under his cover. This will be a man who did not expose himself. He did not go out and tell people, do you know what I do? I did this sin and I did that sin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he will bring him on the day of Qiyamah and he will cover him. So nobody will be able to see what is going on. He will be in the kanaf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the cover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there will be a secret that will take place between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him all of his sins and say, did you do these sins? And he will say, yes, most definitely I did these sins. I know them. These are my criminal acts that I've done. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, قَدْ سَتَرْتُهَا لَكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. I have covered these evil deeds for you in the dunya. وَهَا أَنَا أَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ الْيَوْمِ. And here I am, forgiving them for you today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive this man. He will achieve the salvation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though he will have so many sins. And not only will he be forgiven, but he will actually be covered on a day in which يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرِ. People's evil deeds that they had between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be brought forth. People will see them. Imagine standing in front of a stage like this, on top of a stage like this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, you know, you've done this and you've done that, and people are watching, you feel embarrassed. It is a very bad situation to be in. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect such a man. And the point of this hadith, something that we can derive from this hadith, when we do an evil deed, then let us hide it, because that brings the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with it. At least we are not going out and telling the people, do you know, this is what I did last night and that is what I did last night. And today it is very easy for us to do this. And I raise this point because it is very relevant. Wallahi, we have Facebook, we have Twitter, we have WhatsApp. You find that a person goes out to the nightclub, or they go out and they've done fahisha, they've done something wrong, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has covered them. The hadith mentions that a man goes out at night, he does all sorts of evil deeds, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers him, and he comes out and he says, فَعَلْتُ الْبَارِحَةَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Last night I did this and I did that. And you find that the picture of the person whom they were committing all those evil deeds with are on Facebook. The picture of the people that they were doing all of, or the bottle that they were drinking from, is on WhatsApp and Twitter. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hid away your sins. At least try to acknowledge that I've got something wrong here, I've done. Let me keep it between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that way you will most definitely have an opportunity to repent. Kullu ummati, all of my ummah, mu'afa, they have a chance to be forgiven. Illa al-mujahirin, except for those who go out and say that I've done this and I've done that. Amiltu al-barihata kadha wa kadha, I did this and I did that. Imagine coming on the day of Qiyamah, you have these bad deeds, you have these evil deeds, but you knew and you acknowledged that I've done something wrong. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ سَتَرْتُهَا لَكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. I have covered them for you in the dunya. فَهَا أَنَا أَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ الْيَوْمِ. So here I am, forgiving them for you today. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Oh, my servants who have been extravagant and transgressed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with themselves. They have gone beyond the limits with themselves. They have oppressed themselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them as His worshippers, ibadi, my worshippers, my servants. He brings them close. He doesn't take them far away. He doesn't push them away. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws them close. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is telling you not to lose hope in His mercy here? It is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the one who describes himself as the most merciful, the especially merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved a special type of mercy for those who believe in Him. He is telling you, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaytan wants to lead you there. Shaytan wants you not to believe and hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. He wants you to think that you have absolutely no hope, and now you lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You've actually doubted a quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you've reached a point where you are now doubting who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, yet He says something else. So shaitan is very clever in the manner that he deceives you. And he will try to lead you to the peak of kufr and disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he knows that if you have to pass away in that state, then there is no salvation. You pass away with the shahada, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most definitely forgive you if you have to ask for His forgiveness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, that innama mathali wa mathalukum, indeed my example and your example, kamathali rajulin, is like a man, استوقد نارا, he, you know, begins to kindle a fire. And he lights this fire and there is fuel to the fire. It is huge. It becomes quite big. فجعلت الدواب والفراش يقعن فيه. So the animals or the little insects and the moths that are there, they begin to fall into that fire. فأنا آخذ بحجزكم وأنتم تقحمون فيه. And I am holding on to your parts, trying to hold you back from that fire, and you are falling into it. You want to fall into it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives the example of a moth. Because have we ever stood and watched a moth? Have we ever stood and watched a moth being brought close to the fire? You find that this moth is amazed by the fire, it is enchanted by the fire. It keeps coming closer to it until it is burnt. And even after it is burnt, it keeps going until it dies. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us this example, and if we ponder upon it, none of us want to go to the fire. None of us want to enter into it. But do you know what he says in another hadith? What is surrounded by the fire? What surrounds the fire? حُفَّتِ النَّارُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ وَحُفَّتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِهِ. That the fire is surrounded by desires. So you find that alcohol is around the fire. Zina is around the fire. Ghibah is around the fire. Namimah is around the fire. Hating someone for absolutely no reason is around the fire. It is all around the fire. So these things, alcohol, zina, everything, it looks beautiful to us. Ghiba, let me say something about that sister. Let me say something about that brother. So it is beautiful to us, and we don't actually find the fire attractive. It is the beauty of these desires, the lust of the desires that we find attractive. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of his mercy, he's trying to hold on to our arms and legs and the rest of our body. Come back. That fire is no good for you. That fire is bad for you. But we are insisting on going into that fire. If we want to be protected from the fire, the easiest way to do so, wallahi, follow the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And حُفَّتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِهِ. And Jannah has been surrounded with that which is detested to the soul. A person thinks about salah at fajr time. Wallahi, salah, sleep is better. Let me sleep. Let me relax. It's easy, you know. So what? Allah will forgive me. It doesn't matter. But you want Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةٌ. Most definitely the merchandise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expensive. You don't just achieve it like a joke. It doesn't just come to you. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give it to you based on the intention in your heart. But we must try our best. We must try our best in this world. Imagine you get to Jannah and you find that you are in the lowest part of Jannah. You're looking at the tycoons of Jannah. You're looking up at them and you're saying, I wish I had just spent one more moment in the dunya saying, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim. I wish I had spent just one more moment acknowledging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning my heart and focus to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. I would have been up there with the tycoons. And do you know what? You get to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more the higher you are in Jannah. The higher you are in Jannah, the more you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do you know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about seeing Him? لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا. For them is that which their hearts desire. Whatever their hearts desire, we have prepared for them in Jannah. You just think of it and it is there for you. Imagine on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٍ. And we have more than that. What is more than that? It is the sight of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, the sight of the being whom you read every single day in your salah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The most merciful, the especially merciful, you are now standing and looking at Him. Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. What more do you want in Jannah? What more do you want? This is al-mazid. This is more than what your heart's desire can wish for. Imagine reaching that Jannah and you know that I could have had more. I could have had more. Yes, your heart is content. Your heart is happy. But there is a part of you that knows that I could have achieved more. Wallahi, this is the time for work. This is the time for action. This is the time where we can prepare for what we want. There will come a day when we will taste that death. And we don't know when it is. We don't know when it is. So let us continue to work, even if it is a little every single day. You find that this is much more productive than trying to set a date. That, you know, after I do Hajj in this year, I'm going to change my life. That is shaitan. He's making you wait. Perhaps you won't see that day. Perhaps you won't reach that day. Even if you reach that day, why do you want to waste that opportunity from now until then? And perhaps when you reach that date, you will say, I just need a few more months, a few more years, until the day has come where that knock will come. You know, it's my time. And there's no turning away from that day. So let us try every single day to do a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. I always encourage the students that I teach, I tell them that open the Mus'haf in the morning. Open the Mus'haf and read one ayah. Read one ayah. Make sure that you don't leave the home without reading at least one ayah. Understand that ayah, ponder upon its meaning, read its meaning, and ponder upon it the entire day. How hard is it to do that? At lunchtime, you think of it. At asr time, you think of it. And in this manner, we attain the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ. It is our ambition, all of our ambitions, to be saved from the fire. Wallahi, this is only done by trying as far as possible to protect ourselves from that fire. And remember the place of sadaqah. The place of sadaqah when saving yourself from this fire, that half a date, that little kg of rice or half a kg of rice or a donation that you have given for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your phone, nobody needs to know about it. You just give that donation, it's gone already. Nobody knows who you gave it to, how you gave it, and what's happened. But you've given it liwajhillah, you've given it to a righteous cause. People are poor, people are destitute, people don't have homes. You've given it to them, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. He's made it so easy. Before the Salaf rahimahumullah, they would have to actually go out and look for someone. They'd have to knock on doors, or they'd have to go and hang it onto their doors at night when nobody was watching. Make sure that people didn't see them. Wallahi, today it's so easy. You have your cell phone, you're sitting in your bedroom, you remember $10, 15, 20, 100, how many ever dollars? $1. You're not able to give $1. Remember that shiqqu tamr, that half of a date, was nothing at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. And that is why he says that he used that example, that even half a date can protect you from the fire. And in this manner, we try and achieve Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to practice upon what has been said, and may He grant us al-Firdaws al-A'la. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam.
Send me your mercy, send me your peace, oh